there is an isser the Gemara talks about to call somebody by a nickname. It seems that this is a very largely disregarded isser. A lot of people do call other people by nicknames. So I want to just discuss maybe a little bit about what's behind this isser. Okay, good. Good. That's assuming that the name is already there. Once it's ingrained, you have to call them by every name that a person is called by. Kinuyim as well. It's true. The source of all of it is the pasuk in the Torah, the sonu ish es amiso vayikra perchavei pasuk in Zayin, that you're not allowed to harass or cheat a member of your own nation. The Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia daf nun chesam beis says that that's not only about financial corruption and overcharging, which is what we would call ona'as mamon, but it refers to ona'as devarim as well, to verbal abuse. So the Gemara explains that verbal abuse is worse than financial wrongdoing for several reasons. First of all, monetary crimes are done against a person's bottom line, against their money, against their bank accounts, not against them personally. Verbal abuse directly affects the core of the individual, his identity, his sense of self. That's much worse. Second, money gained through dishonest means can always be returned. You can never give back a bad feeling that you gave somebody. Shita Mukbetsis explains that even if the perpetrator apologizes later, still, you know, things are never quite the same. If you've really hurt somebody, you've really insulted somebody, even if they accepted your apology, even if they said that it's okay. And third, the Torah specifically says, the Gemara highlights, the Torah specifically says that v'yareisa me'elokecha in the context of verbal abuse, but no such warning appears in the context of monetary damages, because whether you intend to cause somebody pain through your words or not is not something that other people can readily recognize, not something that everyone can immediately see what your intentions were. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu really knows that. So a reminder to fear God is very important when we speak of verbal abuse. And the Marsha in Bava Metzia over there says that the Gemara considers, just like the Gemara considers a thief who commits his crime quietly and secretly to be worse than someone who steals in broad daylight, because the one who steals in broad daylight doesn't fear anybody. The one who steals privately, secretly, fears man, but doesn't acknowledge God. So that's even worse, when you fear man, but don't acknowledge God. So the Marsha says it's a very similar thing. When a person overcharges another person, he's done an avera that can be recognized by other people, where he shows that he completely disregards both man and God. But when he verbally abuses somebody, which isn't always done in a way that it can be detected, that it was intentionally meant to hurt, so that's a disregard for God, more than a disregard for man, which is yet worse. And also another difference is that the issur of causing another person emotional pain can be violated even without any words. We use the term ona'as devarim, but the pasuk just says lo sonu. It doesn't have to be words. It could be a look. It could be a failure to say something. That could all be included in the issur of ona'as devarim. You could do it without even doing anything. You could with just a glance, with something as quick as that. So ona'as devarim in general is a very severe issur, so much so that the Mishra Brura in Simon Shin Mem Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel, when he discusses things that we need to be very careful about teaching our children already from the youngest ages, because there are certain things that just become ingrained in the way that we act that are very, very hard to get rid of later on, Mishra Brura highlights Lashon Hara and Ona'as Devarim. He highlights both of those things, because the way a person speaks very often is ingrained at a young age and becomes much, much more difficult to get rid of later. So what about nicknames? So the Gemara, Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Chesam Beis, going over Nun Tesam Aleph, says that there are three people who are Yorid the Gehenim and Einam Olim, that go down to Gehenim and never come up. And the list includes people who embarrass other people publicly. It also includes someone who refers to his friend by an embarrassing nickname. So the Gemara says, but there's a difference between those two categories. It says that even if the victim is used to the name and he's no longer insulted by the name, still you're not allowed to refer to him by a derogatory nickname. You call somebody a derogatory nickname, even if everyone calls him that, you know, whatever, Larry Bird, you know, so he doesn't mind that people call him the Hick from French Lick. That's his nickname. But normally a Hick, calling someone a Hick is like a derogatory nickname. So if Larry Bird, were Jewish, right, it would be usher to call him by that derogatory nickname. He also wouldn't have been a good basketball player, but it would be usher to call him by that nickname, even if he's used to it. So the question is why? Why, even if he doesn't mind, would it be usher? It seems like it's not very benam lechaveru. Normally benam lechaveru, the guy's mochel, so it's totally fine. So there are four possible explanations to why it would be a problem. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, in one of his svarim, goes through all the different possibilities. First of all, it could be suggested that when you call somebody by a nickname, it's inherently disrespectful, meaning if you're speaking to someone very chashuv, so if you were meeting the president, you wouldn't say hi Barry, even though as a kid people called him Barry. You'd say Mr. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama when he gets sworn in. Why? Because when he's doing something official, he uses his full name. The full name represents a certain sense of dignity, even if no matter what. That's what a full name carries with it, a certain sense of dignity. So that's why when you try to project a dignified image, you use your complete name. So the level of kavod habrios that Jews are expected to have for other Jews demands calling him by his real name, because you have to hold him with such dignity, with such kavod, that he's another Jew, he's a fellow Jew. You have to speak to him with such kavod that it's not about insulting him. It's about anything less than his real name is an inherent disrespect. That's one possibility. Another possibility, you could argue that when you refer to somebody by a nickname that he's accustomed to, it doesn't affect the victim per se, the person that you're calling, but it affects you. It's a nisr ben adam la'atzmo, that you grow accustomed to calling people by names that aren't really their names, which will inevitably, if you get used to speaking that way, like the Chafetz Chaim highlights in Mishnah Berurah, if you get used to speaking that way, inevitably down the road it's going to hurt somebody. So it may not hurt this guy, but if that's the way, you're the guy, you know, there's that one guy who calls everybody by some random nickname, so if you're that guy, ultimately you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Third possibility, the Tshuvas Shraga HaMeir, Chelik Vav, Simon Samach Beis, suggests that if you refer to somebody by a derogatory nickname, even if the person is used to the name, it's problematic not because of you, nor because of the victim, right? Neither the perpetrator or the victim, but somebody else who just hears it, who hears that you're calling somebody by that name, and, you know, the name itself is a derogatory nickname, so they're going to associate negative characteristics to the person who's being called. Someone who doesn't know him, someone who sees that you call him, whatever, you say, the thief. So he thinks that he's a thief. He knows that it's really about something else and that he's not really a thief and he's mochel and you're never going to call someone. Yeah, but somebody else hears that. What are they going to assume? What kind of assumptions are they going to make? I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen with Shiduchim. Someone says, so this guy was mentioned for my daughter. This fellow, do you know anything about him? And the response of the friend who knows him immediately is, we used to call him whatever. Really? You called him that? Why would you call him that? Did he do something wrong? Like, immediately, it raises suspicion. Why would he have a derogatory nickname? On a deeper level, Rabbi Feldman writes that a person's name is his connection to his sense of identity, to his awareness of his own existence as an independent individual. And that's why, he says, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel, says Rav Meir was able to get information about a person from his name, right? Kedar Tapuchos Hema, right? What was the guy's name? I forgot already. What was his name? Something to do with Dar Tapuchosei. Kidar, right. The guy's name was Kidar. Kidar Tapuchosei, and he was able to learn things about him. So when you use a label rather than a name, it's particularly a profound problem when the label is a negative label, but any label really is going to be a problem, because it's robbing them of who they are, of what their real identity is. So their major nafkaminas, which of these explanations you accept as to why you're not allowed to call a person by a name, even when they're nochel, when they're mochel. What if you have a name that's complimentary, a nickname is complimentary, or it's completely benign, it doesn't mean anything negative at all? So tells us Megillah Daf Chaf Zayin Beis writes that while it's appropriate to avoid using nicknames altogether, when the nickname has no derogatory connotation at all, it's halachically permissible to use the nickname. Tosus in Tainus Daf Chaf Amin Beis assumes that a complimentary nickname is definitely mutter as well. So l'chora, that would depend. If it's about robbing him of his identity, so even a complimentary should be a problem. If it's about using something official because dignity, so even complimentary should be a problem. You don't refer to people by nicknames when they're using it in an official sense. But if it's about what people are going to assume about them, or you're liable to hurt someone's feelings, then a complimentary nickname would be okay. It may relate to two shitos in Tosos and Nedarim about what kinoi means, what the definition of kinoi is, which Gemara uses kinoi to describe a nickname. So according to one text, kinoi means a derogatory name. The other text suggests it means a secondary name. So if it means a secondary name, it would seem that even a benign nickname would be aser. Another nafkamina would be, what if it's a descriptive nickname. The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph refers to somebody as Rabbi Yossi HaChorem, and the Rishonim HaMachlok is what HaChorem means. Rashi says that it's a reference to the fact that he had a big nose. So Tosa says, no, it's a reference to where he came from. He came from a place called Chorem. Tosa says, it can't be that it's about a big nose. How could they call somebody by a big nose? They can't call him Rabbi Yossi, the big nose guy. That's Usser. So Rashi might say, what do you mean? We're just describing what he looks like. We're not saying anything about his personality, who he is. So the Shittim Betz also understands that the commonly used term Shinina refers to people who had big teeth, which is apparently a physical description of who they are. In fact, the Tshuva's Mishnah Pinyamin, Chav Gimel's, permits a descriptive nickname for a tall person who had a very common name. The case happened to have been a guy whose name was Chaim, and he was very tall, so they wanted to call him Chaim Aruchim. Cute, no? They wanted to call him Chaim Aruchim for being tall. So that might be mutter. The Tshuva's Torah Lishma was asked about giving somebody a nickname that called attention to his large nose, and he says it really depends on the on whether society looks down at people with large noses or not, or they think that that's a very positive attribute to have. But again, that whether a descriptive nickname is us or not would depend on whether on what the reason that you're not allowed to call a guy by his name, by a nickname, when he's mocha really is. And the final nafkamina might be the intent. Rashi Masechta Bava Metzia explains that one who uses a nickname that their friend is used to won't come up from Gehenna, because even though the person is used to the name, you intended to embarrass him. So the implication of Rashi is that it's purely an issue of Bein Adam L'Atzmo, that by you trying to embarrass him, it's bad middles for you, and that's why you're not going to go, you're not going to get out of Gehenna. Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat Simen Reish Chaf Ches, if hey, writes, nicknames are usher if his intention is to embarrass him. So it seems that's what the Olam is Samechad. That would fit nicely with the Rashi that the Gemara refers to Rabbi Yossi HaChorem because of his unusually big nose. So that makes sense if you assume that they called him that without any intention to embarrass him. So the real concerns are the sensitivity of the person and the intent of the user of the nickname. If the person is not sensitive and you don't have any malicious intent, so it would seem in those situations that it is mutter. But in all these cases, always better to err on the side of caution. You always, in general, when it comes to insulting other people, it's always better to be extra nice than to take risks in terms of how you treat other people.